Hey everyone. You know what time of the week it is. It's Monday. Which means it's Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. This week we have tons of questions, so I gotta get into it pretty quickly or we'll run out of time. But if you're interested in asking me a question, as always, you can ask me a question in the comments down below. There should be a link to a form, and in that form, you can ask whatever question you want, and I will try to answer it. So, let's jump into this. The first question is from Anonymous. They ask, what do you argue about most in a relationship? What do you argue about most? I think work is a big one. Well, specifically because of what I'm doing now, I think that's like a big point of contention. But that's like really it. Maybe like family things. You know, I think argue is the wrong word. I don't think, I tend not to argue that much. I don't think discussions, conversations, but arguments, not so much. We don't, like, there's no yelling matches. There's no screaming. There's, like, disagreements that we talk about. It's not really an argument. The next question is from Cass. She asks, if animals could talk, which one would be the most interesting to talk to, the sweetest and the rudest? They'd probably be the most interesting animal to talk to. I think like a whale would be very interesting to talk to. They live a long time, they see a lot of things. I weirdly think a shark would be much sweeter than we think it would be. I think a snake would be rude. I don't think a snake would be very friendly. I think a shark would be actually quite sweet. Sharks are actually very, very lovely. They actually don't, they're not bloodthirsty killers like people make them out to be. They're pretty sweet animals, generally. It's just a shame that they bite things to like know if it's food or not, but that's not their fault. That's just like a, you know, it's a byproduct of evolution. I don't know what else would be sweet. I mean, a dog would obviously be incredibly sweet. I think like any kind of dog, like a puppy or something, would be really sweet. It'd be very excitable. Yeah, I think that's my answer. I think a snake would be terrible to talk to. I think snakes would be very mean, or spiders. Spiders would also be not something I want to talk to. So the next question is from Marie Mizuki. She asks, hey Kay, I'm curious, after how much time do you think it's right to marry someone? For example, how much time do you think you would ask a girl to marry you? Alright, that's such a hard question, because it's super dependent on a bunch of things. I think if you live with someone, that's a good step towards that. I think you need to live with someone for a certain amount of time before you can determine whether you should marry them. It all depends. Like, you could be with someone for 10 years and not know, or you can be with someone for 1 year and just know. It's, you know when you know. But marriage is a really big commitment. It's like, it's an absolute commitment. And it's one that, like, when you commit to it, that's like, that's it. You know, you have to just be certain. So it's whenever you're comfortable with that level of certainty, then you can marry someone. But until then, I think, so there's not really a time. It's just a degree of certainty. And you only really should do it if your degree of certainty is greater than 100%. So if you're like 99% sure, you probably shouldn't get married. Like, you should only get married if you're just like, yes, 100%, 110%, like no question in your mind, that's when you get married. But short of that, I think that's when, you know, it's too soon. I don't know. At least that's my opinion. Anonymous asks, do you think anything in a girl's hair is cute? Like clips. Yeah, I think bows are really cute. Hair ties, ribbons. Yeah, hair stuff in hair is cute. That's an easy one for me. Another question from Anonymous is, do you like the whole belly t-shirt and high top socks and shorts look together? Yeah, I think that's also incredibly very cute. It's a very cute look. Anonymous asks, what is your favorite species of stuffy? Oh, man. That's hard. Species. I guess canine? Dog? Dog stuffed animals are really cute. Or bear. Yeah. Yeah. Bear or dog. I'm like classics, you know? I think a bear, you can't go wrong with a bear. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I know you said you have a dad body, right? Just wondering, do you have muscles on your arms, chest, and legs? Yes, I do. I'm fairly strong. I used to be stronger, but yeah, I'm still kind of in shape there. Let's see. Let me go to here. All right. Anonymous says, will you ever tell us your age and first name? I don't know. I think if I hit a certain age milestone, I will then announce it. Yeah. But I don't know about my name. My name is really unique, so it's pretty identifying. So probably age. Age will probably be more likely than anything else. Anonymous also asks, what's your favorite accent to least favorite accent? If you have any least favorite, that is. I don't really have a... I don't know. Least favorite. I can't really think of the least favorite. I can think of favorites easily, like South London, like a South England accent I love. Irish, Scottish, obviously. French accent is very sweet. Australian, New Zealander is also great. Yeah. Canadians also have a great accent too. I think Canadians actually have a really great one. If you're like BC Canadian, I'm a fan of that. Yeah, I mean those are some of my favorites. Erica asks, you previously mentioned that you and your friends play D&D weekly. Yes, we do. What race and class of character do you play? I'm curious because I DM a weekly campaign for my friends and also play a halfling monk as part of our party. So right now I've been so busy with work that I've not been running as many campaigns as I usually do. I think at my peak, I was running around 5 different campaigns at once. 3 of them were a very homebrewed D&D 5th edition. One of them was a completely homebrewed Star Wars D&D, and then another one was a completely homebrewed, it's completely homebrewed roleplay system for Venture Brothers, in the vein of like Icons or, in the vein of Icons is, I guess, the best way of putting it. I tend not to play characters because I've been almost exclusively a DM for my entire D&D life. I think I played a character only once, and that was for the Discord D&D that we played. I don't know if that's still happening, but the D&D that we played on Discord, I played a character for that. But that's the only time I've been a playable character. Otherwise, I just played the world. Because I am a game designer, or was in my past life. So I love building systems and game design stuff. So I just kind of loved doing the world building side of it. And I think it's fun because I also love storytelling and I love like story writing. So I just kind of loved building out these worlds and populating them with characters. And it's just really fun. I think my favorite version of D&D, or I guess story that I was running, was there was a campaign that spread across three different like groups, and they all were in different times in the same universe, and the actions of the time of the group that's in the most present. So there's the actions of the group in group A, let's say group A is at the most earliest timeline, was affecting group B and C, who are further down the timeline. So like if group A failed to kill this dragon that was attacking a town, for instance, and they just retreated, then when group B rolled up to the town, the town's destroyed, and also there is now a brood of dragons living there. And the cool thing was group B and C were really close in time proximity, almost, I would say, like hours apart from each other. So they were often looking for the other group to kill them. They decided that there could only be one group in this timeline, and it would be them. And they took out to be they became evil essentially, and were slaughtering any like group of adventurers. If they like saw a ragtag party of people, they would just murder them because they're like, it was at them. And I was like, maybe. So they were like going into inns and just slaughtering people. It was terrible. They were bad people. They became murderers and terrible people, and achieved nothing in like the storyline. They just went around committing a lot of homicides and had the law chasing them. Yeah. D&D's fun. I love it. I love playing it. I love designing it. Star Wars D&D is always a blast for me. I could do a whole audio. I think I have done a whole audio just rambling about D&D, but, yeah, I'll move on before I ramble too long. But thank you for your question, Erica. Let's see. Anonymous asks, do you like spaghetti? I mean, I like it. It's just like, there's so many things above it on the hierarchy of food for me that it's not like number one. But I'll eat it. I like it. It's fine. The next question, and I guess the final question, is why do you like the nickname Princess? I feel, though, it's very sweet for a guy to say, though. I think I like the name Princess for a lot of reasons. I think it harkens back to a mythos that I think I was ingrained in as a kid. I think a lot of us generationally were ingrained on Disney and, you know, that princess mythos. I think also, like, going back to more classical literature in terms of, like, you know, Brothers Grimm and all that kind of stuff, where there's always, like, a princess needs to be saved, and, Arthurian lore, where, like, there's a princess needs to be saved, and there's, like, a sense of, like, duty and honor that's, like, associated with that word. And even more recently, like, you know, the unattainableness of like in like Mario, where the princess is like a goal or something to achieve. I don't know. I think Princess speaks to like this desire to serve and protect in like a really pure way. I don't know. So I like the word princess just because it's encompasses all, it has a lot of weight to the word, you know, in ways that other pet names just don't. Because there's a lot of things societally intrinsically tied up to the word princess and what it entails and what it means. I don't know. it's a long way of saying I like it because it means a lot. It means a lot in a lot of different contexts, and it's just kind of like, it's a powerful word. And it's a sweet word, and it speaks to like protection and love and a lot of different things that I really like. So I don't know, I like the pet name Princess a lot. Anyway, that wraps up this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, I'm glad. If you want to ask a question, feel free. There should be a link down below. Should be glowing blue on Patreon. You can just click on that link and ask me whatever you like, and I will get back to you hopefully next week on next week's Get to Know Night. So I'll see you next Monday. Bye now.